Jody, do you know how we kind of talk about one of Murphy's management tricks where
he's got a few,
he has to handle somebody or, you know, dress him down or whatever. There's always bad news. There's always a compliment involved.
Oh, yeah. I call it a trick, management trick. You wouldn't say that. Well, I hate that word.
I don't like the word trick. It's not because trick makes it sound like you're deceiving someone.
I know.
When actually it's the right way to handle a situation.
But anyway, right, but you've been doing it since I met you. You have let people go, and they left the room feeling good about Murphy. He's the sweetest man, Jody. He's the sweetest man in the world.
I lost my job, but I'll tell you what, I'm happy about it.
Life, but.
Well.
Look, and it's a wonderful, look, more management people need to be like it, to be human in it.
I think there's a difference between being a manager and being a leader.
Oh, see? Leader.
Okay, well, back to the trick.
All right, Sam.
This week's edition or this week's episode of Ted Lasso, I saw last night. And they had the name for this trick. I've never figured out a name for it, but there was a lady in here, and there was a little scene where they describe it. And I'm thinking, that's Murphy's trick.
Somebody being let go or dressed down at work?
Somebody who's going to be let go, but she butters them up about how, you know, you're a go-getter. You know, I just don't think you fit here and da-da-da, but you're going to do great. And,
oh, my gosh.
But she called it a compliment sandwich.
Okay.
And she explained it.
It's called a compliment sandwich. You give someone bad news, but to soften the blow, you slap it between two delicious slices of compliments.
Oh. There you go.
Two delicious slices of compliments. Yeah, you give them some love on the way in, and then you give them some love on the way out.
Yeah.
And in the middle is the bad news.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the 1 minute manager, there's it's been said a million different ways, but it's essentially the same thing where that you're trying to positively coach somebody. So there is some tough love in there, but you do need to acknowledge the positive. But when it comes to, you know, letting somebody go is the most difficult thing. And I think where I've seen people make mistakes, and it's happened to me in the past, is all the good things are talked about first, and then the big button bomb drops at the end.
Horrible. Yeah.
You need to flip that around if you're ever put in that position where you just need to cut to the chase first and then have the conversation that kind of...
Then put the compliment bread at the bottom.
Kind of like a compliment sandwich.
Aw, yes, nobody's
Sam,
better at it than
just like
than
a compliment
you.
Sandwich.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, it's Grateful Friday. We want to hear from you about the little and big things you are grateful for right now. We like hearing from you, especially on Grateful Friday. What are the little and big things you are grateful for right now? We like to hear about your life. So 877-310-4MSJ.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Good morning. I am on my way to work, and I was listening to your station about good messages on Friday, and I just wanted to share my story. So I am grateful that I am able to go to work today and make other people happy and positive. I am a childhood cancer survivor, and recently, within the last 2 months, I am also a breast cancer survivor. So I just wanted to share my story and how grateful I am with the support that I have. And I appreciate you guys, listening to you guys, and I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Wow. That's beautiful. And
it's
going
big.
Through that twice and
big.
Still being a ray of sunshine for others is not always the easiest thing to do.
One of my friends who is a cancer survivor, I say friend, she's a colleague, really. I only see her every once in a while at like events and professional events. Mm-hmm. And after she was on the other side of it, after having survived cancer, and she has a very full life now. She said that surviving that didn't just teach her what's important, but what's not important. And that was her biggest. She does not worry about the little things that some of us get in the weeds on because she survived that.
You know, I don't know why that's a gift that we always wind up with later than earlier in our lives.
Yeah. Lately, I've been thinking that, too.
What do you mean?
You got to have all the toys. And as I get older, it's like, I never use this toy. And I don't need that. And I don't, it's like,
What you need becomes clutter.
Exactly.
It's so weird. But I totally agree with the mental clutter part of it. You know what I mean? It really is. We do clutter ourselves up with things that they just don't matter ultimately. Mm-hmm. And so getting better at that later is a mm-hmm. gift.
Grateful Friday. That's really what it's about. 877-310-4MSJ to join us.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
Netflix released a trailer for a new movie they are dropping. It's called The Mother. And it stars Jennifer Lopez, but it's her first time ever doing, and this is weird because she's done almost everything in show business.
Yeah.
This is her first time ever doing a real action movie. So get ready, all the Jason Bournes of the world and all the James Bonds of the world. It's called The Mother.
She needs protection right now. You saw what was out there. If there's trouble...
Some people may have trouble, you know, like buying this, but I'm telling you, if you watch the trailer, she brought it.
Is she the mother?
She's not Jenny from the block here.
Doesn't this kind of stuff just make you love her even more, though?
I mean,
she's unafraid,
she's
to
brave.
Try.
Yeah. She plays an assassin who comes out of hiding to protect the daughter that she had left behind because of her dangerous job. So she's a stone cold killer, and she is a mother. Huh. And moms are always really good, interesting characters. And you know what I mean? They're just very complex. And she did a ton of her own stunts because she's J-Lo. She's 53 now. It's called The Mother, and it comes out. It drops on Netflix, full action flick, Mother's Day weekend. I'm going to bring you into something really cute, Sam.
Okay.
So Murphy, his man cave office is sort of outside of the house. Mm-hmm. He's outside when he's...
There's no direct way to get to it.
He has to go outside on the deck
detached
area. He has to go outside to go into his office. And that's kind of cool, actually. Helps separate your home and work life.
Yes.
But so late last night, I was hanging out with Phoebes, you know, and then Murphy's nowhere to be found. And I finally, it's like, I'm going to bed. Phoebe kissed me goodnight. And so I didn't feel like walking out there, so I called him.
Which is the way Jody usually reaches out to me.
When I am.
If my phone rings after 7 o'clock, it's Jody calling from the house.
I just got out of the shower. And anyway, I'm slipping into bed, so I'm calling him to say, hey, I'm going to sleep. You should have heard how excited he was. You want to tell him what you started digging into? I don't even know what time you got to bed last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I stopped myself.
Excited you are.
The hard drive arrived from the first part of my grandfather's transferred movies.
Oh, cool.
And it's, you know, it's...
He was so excited. He's like, I'm watching something from the 40s right now.
This is the transfer on the 8mm to digital, basically.
Yeah, so there's no sound, which is, you wind up finding, you miss that. Even though, I mean, as a kid, I remember my early home movies, my dad shot, they were the same way.
Right.
No sound, but you wish you could...
Hear it. Too. Yeah.
And I wasn't really sure because I was cautioned that some of this film was in really bad shape and that a lot of it wasn't going to transfer over. And so the oldest stuff that's on there is from 1948. Mm. And it's not the oldest of old, so I know what they're talking about. Like my grandparents' wedding, you know, all that kind of stuff, that was filmed. I don't know if I'm going to get the benefit of seeing that.
Right.
But what I did see... I couldn't believe. I was just blown away. First, it's my grandfather when he was stationed in the Philippines.
Oh, cool.
And
right?
Someone had shot a little film of him, you know, walking from the tent and outdoor area where they were sleeping. And he had his little desk under the tent that said, you know, he was a major at that time. He hadn't become colonel yet. And so I thought that was cool. And then all of a sudden, there are moving pictures of my dad at the age of 5,
cool.
My uncle at 3, and my youngest uncle. Or the youngest of the three is a newborn.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. And the cars in the background and all it was very difficult not to sit there all night going through that. So I stopped myself.
You got to give it a big weekend ahead, right, though.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, today Montana votes to completely ban TikTok, the first state to try to make this happen.
Not just state
phones? Right, not just government-owned phones, like 27 states have already done. They're saying, let's ban the app completely here for anyone. They're going to face a lot of big legal challenges with that. They're the first to sort of test it. So a lot of people and other lawmakers are watching.
Governor Dutton leading that push?
Okay. Let's just stay in reality.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Number two. if you have a little time this weekend and you didn't realize it, tax day is Tuesday. You've got till midnight on Tuesday, tax day, to file your return, unless you're in a federally designated storm area, and you know
because
if you are.
Because of the recent storms, yeah.
And you know if you are, you know, and then if you file a return, you'll have till October. You still have to pay.
In case you missed it, okay, the 15th is this weekend, so we go to Monday, but Monday is Emancipation Day. So
Tuesday is tax day, yes. So you have a little time this weekend. And number three, there's a $25,000 reward if you are the one to find that meteorite that landed last week near the U.S.-Canadian border. Mm. There's a museum that wants it, the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum. If you can find a piece of it that's 2 pounds or more, $25,000, because they want it. Yeah. Only 8 or so meteorites are ever found out of the hundreds that fall to Earth. So there might be a lot of looking happening this weekend.
3 things to know today.
It's time for Jody's Top 5 Entertainment Stories of the Week, brought to you by Nature Valley.
This is so cool. This has never happened, but all 5 stories are things that are coming that we are going to want to binge. How cool is that?
Number 5.
House of the Dragon Season 2. We know it's confirmed from HBO that is officially underway. They are filming. They are working on it. More about the decline of House Targaryen. And the first one was the biggest HBO series ever to premiere.
Splintering shields and ringing swords.
It'll be 8 episodes, and we won't get it till summer of 2024. Huh. Sorry about that, Sam.
Number 4.
Netflix ordered an animated spinoff of Stranger Things with the Duffer Brothers involved. And it's the kids. It doesn't matter that the kids are getting older because it's animated. You just draw them every week.
Yeah.
Okay? If you want more stories, you're going to get them. They said it's been in the works for a very long time, and it will look like it'll be in the vein of the same Saturday morning cartoons we all grew up loving, and it'll be those kids.
Zoink's going to solve some mysteries.
That's an interesting approach.
It's not Scooby.
Oh. It fits in line with what they do with the TV show.
Yeah, think Vecna, not Scooby, okay?
Number 3.
Game of Thrones has another prequel coming. I'm so excited. It's called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. And guess who's executive producing and writing it? George R.R. Martin, Mr. Game of Thrones himself.
And Knights spelled with a K, right?
Yeah, Knights. I know you're hung up on that, Sam. This one takes place 100 years before Game of Thrones. So after House of the Dragon, before Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I promise you will be able to follow it, Sam. Okay. No worries.
Number 2.
We have a new season of True Detective coming. True Detective Season 4. It's called Night Country, set in Alaska. Starring Jodie Foster, and we got a full trailer this week.
Some people come to Alaska to escape. Get away from something.
Dr. Lecter. Anyway, she's investigating the disappearance of 6 men who disappeared into that icy wilderness, and it looks so eerie and scary, like in the same vein of the first True Detective.
Good.
Like, be careful, watch. Don't watch it alone.
Number 1.
The biggest story in entertainment for the week, and a lot of people are conflicted about it, but there's a new TV series based on the Harry Potter books coming. It is coming. It'll be an all-new cast. They'll get to delve deeper, more in-depth into the stories because it'll be unlimited amounts of episodes. Mm-hmm. And J.K. Rowling is set to executive produce. It will be coming to HBO Max. Well, it'll be called Max by the time it lands in front of our faces.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has 3 things to know today.
Coming up next, though, shopping for a special occasion, the best advice. Shopping for a special occasion, advice for it, for men or women. You know, everybody has this in your life. If you have it only a couple of times, it's still a different sort of shopping. It's not like going to pick up bread. It's not like you're going to pick up a new pair of tennis shoes because your old ones are worn out. It's a special occasion. And there's a little bit of pressure involved, right? Because you only get to wear it once. And usually it's like, if you're the mother of the bride or the father of the bride, everybody's going to be looking at you for a few minutes at least in whatever this getup is.
I think it's more, probably more meaningful and more complicated for a woman to do it, because the guy for a special occasions, think about it, usually involves a tux.
Yes.
And usually you just go rent that. Well, or like if you're in a wedding party, it's already been determined what the tux is going to be. Just go get measured.
It's true. It's true. There's a lot involved for women.
Yeah.
Including shoes and accessories, makeup, hair, la, 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 la. But the best advice is, and I've done it recently. We talked about this. My dress found me recently. We have this formal occasion we're all going to. So you guys need to follow this advice as well. Murphy, we're about to start shopping for you now that I'm set. Yeah. I have my dress.
I'm glad it's a wee situation because you know me.
I'm gonna
I need to help.
So the number one thing is if you have an occasion coming up, even if it's like a high school reunion, start early. Start early looking so you know what to say. Well, that's no, I'm not going to wear that color. You know, start now because you can do some in-store shopping, some boutique shopping, and then you can go online. Know your body type. Let go of what's trendy. Let go of what you think you used to like 20 years ago and be really honest with yourself about what you can and cannot wear. That will save you from taking stuff into a dressing room that you don't need to be putting on. It really will.
They just don't make any mannequins that look like that in my case, you know, usually.
That's a whole business, isn't it? Realistic mannequins?
Yes. It would be awesome.
Like, where are the mannequins with the, I just had a baby tummy.
Hey, Murphy and I could get the tuxes from Dumb and Dumber. Since we're going with you, one of us can be peach and the other can be light blue.
If you guys wear that, you're not going with me. You can hang at the bar and put out the vibe.
That's right!
Anyway, start early. Know your body. Stick to basic classics. You can always be trendy with accessories, but stick to classics, really, if you're spending money on it. And we'll do some more for you next hour as well.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
James Corden is in the final weeks of his The Late Late Show. Mm. And so just know if you catch any of these final episodes, heavy hitters stopping by. Ben Affleck, you never know, just all the big names. And for his final show, you know he's already let the world know that he's got Adele who's going to do a final carpool karaoke with him.
Yeah.
We haven't heard her do this newer stuff in the car. And this time she picks him up, apparently.
Yeah. Oh,
But here's the other thing. He's had to sort of squash a rumor that went viral this week. And he had to say, no, this is not true.
Bummer.
That One Direction will not be reuniting on his final show.
One, two, three. You're insecure.
He's trying to get everybody, and I think he's going to have Harry stop by.
He's great friends with Harry.
I think Harry's going to be there. It doesn't mean that the rest of the group. He had to squash it, otherwise they weren't going to be able to handle. It would have been like a Taylor Swift situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, he can say no, but, you know.
Oh, you're going to hold on?
You never know.
All right, the final show is on the 27th of April, so you have time to get ready. Also, heads up. This weekend on Amazon Prime is the fifth and final season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Mrs. Maisel, you say everything I think.
A terrifying connection.
It actually debuted this week, but I think a lot of binging will happen over the weekend.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Going to dive into Facebook and Instagram and check your comments on, sparkly shoes and bacon.
Yay.
Happy Friday. Hearing from you really is what we love the most.
Social media connect.
From our Instagram and Facebook page regarding the After the Show podcast we did called Show and Tell, Sam, where you were talking about
sharing family stuff from the archives with the kids.
With your kids.
Yeah. Because you realize if you don't share it, it's going to stop with you.
Yeah.
Just the stories, like pictures and stories.
Explaining who people in pictures are.
Rachel says, Sam, you can convert the slides you have to digital form. There's a small converter you can buy that connects to your computer. Ooh. You put the slide in, press a button, and it pops up on your computer screen.
Huh.
My husband did this with all of his dad's photos. Great idea.
Huh. Gotta look into that.
Yeah. Sounds like something Murphy can advise you on.
Boxes of slides.
There are a number of different types of scanners for photos and all those kind of things now. Yeah. It just depends on how many you have and how much time you're willing to commit to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How many do you have? Do you know?
Boxes. It's got to be a couple hundred.
I wonder if they have any that do the automatic feed because, like, for the photos, there's a photo. Epson makes a little photocopier that's $300 that'll do, like, you can drop maybe 30 or 40 pictures in it at one time.
Huh.
And it spits them out in almost 60 seconds. It's really fast. And it scans both sides.
I wonder if Office Depot lets you like do that per picture. Like
I don't
10
know.
Cents a picture.
You start looking into it, though. Yeah. It'd be a cool project.
Oh, they'll do that for you?
See? No, that's what I'm wondering. If they happen to, because they have all those facilities, maybe they do picture scanning. Don't know.
Something to look for. There's your weekend. Yeah. Michelle says, Sam, regarding your bacon cracker recipe, looks awesome. Going to try it soon, maybe this weekend. Yay.
They are yummy.
Michelle, it's on our website for you, that recipe.
That recipe that is recipe. Right there. It's only three ingredients, too. The crackers, the bacon, and the brown sugar.
That's
just
it.
Remember, the Murphy suggestion is eat them hot.
MurphySamandJody.com for the recipe.
Jody, I got some comments for you, too, about the reel you posted with all the sparkly stuff. The shoes and the earrings.
The dresses.
Beth even says, sparkly, yes!
Yeah.
And Lynette says, so fancy. We all deserve to be fancy.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Special occasions.
Big congrats, too, from Nora. She says, Jody, congratulations on your Gracie Award. Very much deserved.
Thank you for
With
that.
Five hand claps.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Nora, we feel you. Thank you so much. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. Instagram, Facebook, or you can email us at MurphySamandJody.com.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, been hearing about this story for a little while, and the FBI has arrested a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard for leaking classified intelligence about the war in Ukraine, and, you know, what was going on there, documents about Ukraine's air defenses. He's 21 years old. He worked in the intelligence wing, and he posted these documents on a gaming chat group. He will be in court in Boston later this morning.
Yeah.
Number two, the Fort Lauderdale area declared a state of emergency.
Have you seen the airport?
Yes.
Woo.
Opening later today, they had to close it. 26 inches of rain fell Wednesday and Thursday in that area. They usually get like 3 inches for a whole month. 26 inches, a lot of flooding and homes.
Whole
and
jets sitting in floods.
Highways waterlogged. Yeah. They're waiting for the runways to air out there.
Yeah.
And number three, NFL quarterbacks are going to get, now it's been approved, custom-designed helmets for better safety. Hmm. They look the same on the outside, but they're inside. They provide greater protection for when a quarterback gets sacked and his head hits the ground.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Tua. I'm also thinking, start it with quarterbacks, sure. But how about everybody eventually?
Well, I mean, if the technology's there, just do it.
I'm sure it's a matter of cost.
Yeah.
But happening for the quarterbacks first.
Three things for you to note today.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Lowe's.
I got the poop on the new Justin Timberlake album straight from Mr. Timbaland, who's producing
it
with him.
We'll call it the poop. Thanks.
Scoop, then.
Oh, thanks.
Timbaland says, it's done. Everything's done. It's all recorded. It's just sitting there waiting. And we're waiting for Justin to decide what to do.
Okay, Justin.
Here's the cool thing. He says it's going to be just like Future Sex Love Sounds.
Oh!
You remember this
favorite
song?
One. What? That's my favorite Justin album.
Yeah, he said it's going to kind of be like a part two of that. He said anything that they had on there that was complicated that they were recording, they threw it out because they wanted a fun album.
Okay, cool.
So whenever it does come, whenever Justin says it's ready, it'll be out.
Good memories.
How long has that been since that album came out?
The kids were little.
2006.
I know that.
Oh,
okay. You know why? Wow. I was picking up from daycare with that rocking.
Yeah, buddy.
I remember.
All right. Taylor Swift, she's back in action this weekend in Tampa. In fact, the first concert was last night. So the superintendent of the Tampa school sent out a letter to all the kids about,
the Swifties.
Thursday night was the concert. I don't want you skipping out on Friday. In fact, the letter says, in my wildest dreams... I never thought I'd be sending a communication saying this. Students, you need to calm down. Under no circumstances will Friday be an excused absence.
Yeah.
If you miss an important lesson, you won't be able to shake it off. Yeah. There's a whole lot more.
This is really what he said.
This is an official letter. There's a whole bunch of them in here. And I hope this is not a blank space in your sheet Friday morning. There's a whole bunch of other song titles in here,
I wonder
too.
if you got cred from the Swifties on that, or they rolled their eyes.
I think that's a fun way. If you're going to be the superintendent saying, okay, now don't be late for school, if you want to get the message across, do it fun.
One of those management tricks, huh, Murph?
And he signed it forever and always.
Did he really?
So cute.
Guess what? We have a new Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton duet. I know you're saying, how'd they pull this off? You know Islands in the Stream, right?
How could I forget?
Coming up in June, there's going to be a new Kenny Rogers album. A posthumous album, obviously.
Right.
10 tracks, 8 of which have never been heard before, including a lost track with Kenny and Dolly.
Yeah.
The song is called Tell Me That You Love Me Here.
Show me that you need me. Like the river leaves the earth.
All right, that's enough.
Whoa.
They recorded it like in 2009, and it just never went anywhere.
Now
they just shelved it, and it's like, hey, let's put this out. Kenny's widow is putting out the album.
Beautiful.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your next Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Coming up next, though, the problem that so many people are having with the new Harry Potter show on the way. One of the biggest stories in entertainment to come along so far this year is the Harry Potter TV series that was announced officially this week from HBO Max. By the time we get it, it'll be called Max. That's one of my favorite apps to watch stuff on, though. Game of Thrones is there. Sex and the City's there. Friends is there. I can go on and on.
Yeah, and they typically do these kinds of series right, because to me, tackling a Harry Potter and converting it to a series cinematically, it still needs the look and the magic and the feel of the original movies.
You're either, if you love the Harry Potter story, you either are against this or excited about it. I find no one in the middle. You're either against it or you're excited to get more. So here's I'll make the case for you. If you're for it, I feel you. I would love to revisit this world.
It's a whole new retelling.
It is a retelling. J.K. Rowling is involved. Remember, this is her baby. She wrote these. She wrote all of this. She's executive producing, so she's not going to let it go off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
Rails. The whole train. Never mind. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So the other thing is that one of the problems, one of the oppositions that people, I know Phoebe, our youngest, she loves it. She loves Harry Potter, and she's upset because she's so attached to the characters, especially like Snape, important characters. She can't imagine anybody but Alan Rickman being Snape to her.
Yeah, in these movies, she binged them only recently.
Yeah, she's read most of the books, but binged the movies.
Right. So even though the movies are almost 20 years old, they're new to her.
Exactly. Yeah. For kids who are reading this stuff now, they have the choice of the old movies, which are their parents' movies, or they have a new TV series coming to HBO Max.
You have to have a new Voldemort.
I know.
You have to recast Dobby.
That's hard.
I know. He was CGI anyway.
Hagrid's going to be hard. Hagrid's super important, too. Yeah. But I like the idea of episodes, because another thing, if you read deeper, what they're planning to do is take you even deeper than the movies can. You can get more specific. Mm-hmm. You could do a whole episode on a Snape or Dumbledore's thoughts.
From the books could be translated.
Right. So if you're into it, I think it's something to be excited about. If you're not into it, nobody's cast yet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you could give it a shot. We've all given the Addams Family reboot Wednesday. That had some love.
Yeah. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
I had forgotten that this little nugget was coming, but apparently the Britney Spears autobiography is finally about to be published. It was delayed for a couple of reasons, according to Simon and Schuster say. Mm-hmm. Number one, there was a paper shortage, and we've heard that in the book world. And then the other thing is that the author was unfocused.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning Britney was unfocused. They paid her $15 million for a tell-all. And then somebody in that company also paid her ghostwriter.
Yeah.
Because Britney's not at the computer, you know, doing edits.
She can dictate it and they can write it.
She's telling it.
Yeah.
The word is she was brutally honest, and they got it all in these chapters. Chapters dedicated to the conservatorship, her public meltdown 15 years ago when she shaved her head.
Yeah.
Chapters dedicated in detail about Justin Timberlake, them getting together, them breaking up. I'm sure Justin and the family are nervous about that.
Anything in there about the 3-week Jason Alexander marriage?
Probably a short chapter.
This is going to be better than Prince Harry's book.
Is it? Or is it going to be all over the place? We shall see. Oh. It should be out sometime later this year. Shopping for a special occasion, what to wear for a special occasion for men and women, the best advice being, we touched on start trying on early, that way you can eliminate. Process of elimination is important. You can decide, wait, this is going to be my color, or, you know, I definitely need to go with this style jacket, right? So, Murphy, you really do need to start. I know that I've got my dress now. We have an occasion coming up where we're all going.
Yeah, I have no idea where to go with this. You know, I'm with Sam like earlier. If you're going to a wedding or something like that, or if you're in the wedding, you already know the boundaries. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to plan for that. But when you're kind of just in something
freelancing
that's beyond the average event, which this is not in, you know, the average event.
It's okay, but this is, we live, you can find ideas everywhere. So some of the best advice for men or women. And I know you had said, Murphy, that this is a special occasion and I'm not just going to rent something. It's okay to rent as long as it doesn't look rented.
But and that's really what I was going for. Really, there's nothing wrong with renting anything that you don't, that you only plan to rent once. I'm just saying it's not the stock, the way I used to go to a prom. kind of.
This is a Beverly Hills event, so I doubt there'll be much renting going on.
Really?
I would have bet everybody there is all
dressed. There's something called Rent the Runway.
Oh, well, okay.
Are you familiar with Rent?
Yeah. Yes,
I didn't look at
it.
Rent the Runway when I started shopping, and these dresses were the price. I didn't want to tell you, Murphy. I ended up, my dresses was not overly expensive. I'm really happy with it. But so you can rent something. The other piece of advice is, don't feel like you have to do it on your own. Nobody said this all had to be your own creation. Pick your most stylish friend and get their advice.
Yeah, that's a good
take
idea.
Take a most stylish and honest friend with you shopping, okay? Or if you don't have that, not that you don't have friends, that you don't have someone that you would trust their style, their sense of style, then go somewhere where someone can help you. You can get someone in a store to help you with style ideas, but you need to start trying on stuff and doing that stuff early.
Yeah.
You really do. And then once you know what looks good on you, then you can look online. But if you look online first, you'll be intimidated because all the models look perf and nobody's perfect.
But looking online is good to give you ideas.
It is.
As like I could walk into a place and say, this is the kind of tux I'm looking
for.
And they will know, okay.
I'm saying don't order stuff, though, until you start trying on.